Middlesex District Attorney Marie Ryan says one man and two women are dead after a worker in his 70s drove an SUV the football field length of a car auction showroom. The worker was not hospitalized, but nine car customers were, two of them with life-threatening injuries. One of them had to be medevaced to Boston.
As this vehicle began to enter the building, following a pace behind the car in front of it, it suddenly accelerated, traveled through the inside of the building at a very high rate of speed, striking numerous people, and ultimately was brought to a halt by crashing into a cinder block wall.
Now, Therese, I spoke to 47-year-old Moses Alakan and his two, who was with his two brothers, and they were among the 200 people at the auction this morning at 10:30 when the accident occurred.
Maybe he confused the brakes, the guys, you know what I mean?
Alakan describing the scene as chaotic, with many people bleeding from their heads. The Billerica fire chief saying that when ambulances arrived, they began administering triage care, determining who was most severely injured and who was relatively okay. Therese?
So we heard that he was able to avoid the line of cars, but he ended up hitting the people. Is that sort of how it came down?
It's a disaster. There's 200 people estimated. That's what the DA said. This is an every Wednesday event, big event.
Yeah.
If there's any good news here, Therese, it's that since this is an every Wednesday event, there's already police and fire on the scene because of the huge crowds.